We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Episode 5 of Broken Rocket Radio. Of course, I'm Tyler. And over there is the lovely Amber.
Hello.
Ooh. That sounds like a lady.
Somebody's got the drunk tired.
I'm not all that tired. I'm fueled by coffee.
Con leche.
Speaking of coffee, while you take your sip of yours...
I'll tell you, coffee is in my blood.
Oh, I know it. I think the first gift I ever got you was a necklace with the chemical.
It was caffeine early on. It was early on. I think. Well, I don't know. I guess it was a gift. We went to the. What was it? The medieval times or something. You got that dragon necklace there.
Yeah, that was fun times. If you guys haven't gone to the dragon times, the medieval times, I recommend.
He actually surprised me. One of the very first surprises that of many that he's come up with over the years.
I am a charmer.
But it's my favorite time period.
What, being with me or medieval?
You are current favorite. Medieval is past favorite.
So it was the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
When past and present combine. Yeah, we were all for the Green Knight.
Go Green Knight! Yay!
We wanted the Green Knight to win.
He did not.
He didn't.
He put up the best show, though.
It was a very unique experience. I'd never gone to anything like that.
Yeah, if it wasn't so damn expensive, I'd go again, like, right away. But
I think Macy would like the horses.
Oh, yeah. We got to take her for sure. It's definitely something the kids will enjoy. If you got kids, take it to it, like it's an animal. Take he or she to medieval times. Broken Rocket Radio endorses medieval times. Oh, now they got the Broken Rocket Radio bump. Now their ticket sales will go up 0.000001.
They're like, hey, Broken Rocket Radio sent us. Who?
The fuck? What is this, Broken Rocket Radio? Anyway, talking about coffee, there is a cafe in Vietnam that makes coffee mixed in with a little bit of egg, well, an egg, whipped and steamed in with the coffee.
That sounds gross, and I'm cheese. A lover of coffee.
And cheese. Oh, but wait, there's a little bit of butter.
Why you gotta bring up the butter?
Because, you know, our listeners should know that you have a passion for butter.
You made me have a passion for butter. This is purely out of the mind of Tyler. He's, butter? Butter? He actually, this man had his mother sew a butter stick to a unicorn, because that's another joke.
Because she loves unicorns and loves butter. The perfect present. You love that damn unicorn, and you know it.
It's very soft, and it works as a great pillow.
And it's, you rest your head on the two things you love more than me. Butter and unicorns. One will clog your arteries. The other one is mythical.
Anyway, what about this Vietnam?
Well, since 1946, this bistro cafe has been pumping out egg coffee.
It really doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good, but tourists and locals alike love the shit. And it's said to be richer and silky smooth like a pudding. So, the pictures, if you look it up, it does look pretty damn good. I'd try it.
I might have to try it. I'm not going to lie. Try it. I'm intrigued. It doesn't sound good, but
excuse me.
The bulletproof coffee didn't sound good at first either, but that stuff is very satisfying.
I haven't tried that, but what is the bulletproof coffee?
You're going to make me say it, aren't you? It's got butter in it. It's got butter and heavy cream.
I know you like the bulletproof coffee for the butter.
I just found it to be a more satisfying drink in the morning.
It was satisfying because of the butter.
It probably was. Butter to make everything
more
better.
Butter. There you go.
Paula Deen was on to something there.
You'll finish what she started.
I may have to keep the racial slurs to a minimum
and enjoy your buttery goodness.
If we don't head over to Vietnam, I think I'll try to recreate this bistro concoction.
Egg coffee with 3 times the amount of butter normally offered. So, one of the most expensive cities to live in, London, England.
I was thinking over there, yeah.
Yeah, I think Paris beats it out, but I think London second and New York's third.
Have you seen some of those tiny apartments that they have to live in?
Yes, yes.
Teensy tiny.
I'm actually talking about one right now.
No way!
Yes. There's a flat in the hipster area of London.
There's an act. Is this what it's called?
No, this is what.
Oh, it's just.
This is the moniker I'm giving it.
Okay, okay.
The hipster area. The article said it was for chaps that like avocado on toast. I'm assuming hipsters.
Maybe.
But anyway,
I don't know. I like avocado on toast.
Well, they did say something about well manicured beards and stuff. So
oh, see, that's not me.
It kept going. it looked like the writer of the article was talking about hipsters, so I'm going to call it the hipster area of London.
Okay.
They have a flat, which for those who are not hip with the Cogni lingo, a flat is like an apartment. It's a teeny tiny one where you can wash your hands while laying in bed, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's only £530 a month, which is insanely cheap.
Well, you're living in a box, like a refrigerator box.
No, it's a good size.
So what's wrong
as far
with
as London apartments go?
So what's wrong with it?
Well, you get all the amenities. Like I said, you get to cook. You can cook your egg coffee right from the comfort of your own bed.
I see what you did there. You just mixed everything all up.
Just like eggs and coffee and cheese and butter. But anyway, so it's a small but you know normal size apartment for London.
Okay.
And you get access to a shower, but no toilet. This is why that cheap of an apartment or flat, if you will, has not been snagged.
So where do you handle your ones and twos?
Well,
ones you could probably do in the shower.
The shower, the sink.
Gross, but yeah.
I guess you probably have to knock on your neighbor's door. Hey.
Invest in a bucket.
I had too much butter. I need to take a shit. You gotta be very friendly with the neighbors.
I guess you do.
Hey.
Or go down to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
With your avocado toast.
Hold on. I have English know-how. The Tesco is 24 hours. Tesco's kind of like 7-Eleven over here. But yeah. That's kind of pretty commonplace back in the 1850s, but not so much anymore. No toilets.
Yeah, we needed at least two in our home.
I know.
I was not sharing with a 3-year-old.
Yes, and very well painted here recently.
Aw.
Shout out to you.
Shucks.
Now, I'm not going to say anything, but these wall decals looking pretty good behind my head right now. I put up decals. She had to paint.
Yeah, me and the mother-in-law spent, what, 3-4 days painting the house before we moved in?
Yeah.
Kitchen was god-awful.
Good Lord. When we moved in this place had pea green
cabinets.
Hideous.
With red doors.
With red doors. No, it was the opposite around.
It
was red cabinets with the pea green doors.
Yeah, that was it. It was awful.
I don't know what they were thinking. Hopefully they won't listen to this podcast, but
if they do, what were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
They are now a nice black.
Yes, black.
The kitchen was my...
It
was
had
my,
to be done.
Creative child there.
It had to be done. This house was not livable with green cabinet doors.
Oh, man.
But anyway, vast improvement. And speaking of being fashionable, have you seen these... I'm telling you, I'm the Segway King. These new Gucci slippers. They're claiming that... well, they're not claiming, but people are saying that it looks like Donald Trump's hair.
They're probably about $500, $600 too, right?
No. They are $1,800.
Oh, yeah.
Let me read what Gucci says. They're finished with this label's signature gold horse bit nestled in the floor-sweeping honey-colored strands that also line the shoe. Have you seen these things?
No.
I gotta show them to you. They're made out of goat hair.
I don't care if they're made out of that meteorite the Egyptians found.
Oh, call back to the last episode.
I wouldn't pay $1,800 for something that's gonna wear and tear on my feet.
But they do look like little cousin its on your feet, but more blondish like Trump hair. She's looking it up right now.
What the hell is that shit? That looks like a damn toupee.
Exactly. Slip your feet into luxurious comfort.
What the hell? It looks like a cat.
It looks like Donald Trump's hair.
It does, but it looks like a little, like your cat is scurrying across the floor at a very high speed. That is ugly.
Oh, they are absolutely hideous, just like Donald Trump's hair.
Oh, my God.
But they
can't even
keep your feet in luxury.
What's that shit?
What are you talking about now?
Hold on, I'll show you. It's a pair of sneakers, but the heel though, or the whatever, the sole.
The sole.
I guess.
You got sole.
Damn, Gucci is a slow loader. Hold on,
and
there they are.
Super bad. Good Lord, those are platform shoes. There's a platform upon platform upon platform.
It's about 3 or 4 of them.
You gotta pay the high rent district when you wear those.
I might be close to 6 foot wearing those. Me and my measly little 5'5"
Yeah, but you gotta keep your feet right. Have you heard about that new product out there now? That's right, I'm the Segway King.
Is it more Gucci hair?
No, you gotta take care of them feet. There's a new file in town to keep those bunions and corns ground down.
What are these made out of?
Whatever files are made out of, I don't know.
So what's special?
But anyway, what's special about them is that they're horribly, horribly, horribly named. Whoever named them should be fired immediately. It's called PEDI, you know, like from your feet, P-E-D-I.
File.
Pedophile. Worst name product ever.
Maybe they were trying to joke. But it's
that's
a
not a joke that you
want to
put
joke
on a foot file.
No.
Hey, it's a pedophile. Yeah, I'm gonna be lining up to buy one of those.
Is it just one of them like hand crankers,
yeah,
or is it the electric thing?
Yeah, pedophiles are hand on. You gotta use your hands.
I think I just set you up for that.
You set them up, and I knock them down. I don't know why I just went into Reagan for that, but.
Whatever.
Win one for the Gipper.
Whatever.
But anyway, I know inquiring minds want to know, boobs, are they real or fake? There's a simple test. There's a simple test to find out if your lovely lady, or gentleman, has some fake tits.
What is it?
You get you a high-powered flashlight. Or even the light on your phone would work. Stick it right under the tip, the tit. If it glows bright, that's some silicone.
All right.
Normal mammary should block out the light, but if they're the fakins, then they gonna glow bright.
Wow.
So, speaking of tits, I'm keeping with it. Uh-huh. There's a fella trying to find some tits that he can hold on to. So, I don't know if he's on a dating app or whatever, but this guy playing the odds. He says, I don't want to talk to one woman, or two women, or three at a time. I'm going for 32.
Why 32?
I guess those are the ones that he picked out. He said, you're looking pretty nice. Where are you from? Only problem is, he sent it as a group message.
No.
Yeah, the
he got
the
caught before he even got the started.
The screenshot has gone viral because he immediately says, "Oops, I thought that was sentence one, not a group message."
Oh my goodness!
Man, talk about shooting yourself in the foot. He blew it with 32 women at once.
Good job. That takes talent.
Oh boy!
It takes some dumb talent.
I had some rejections, but not 32 at one time. But let's go over our fake sponsor of this episode, episode 5 of Broken Rocket Radio. I should drink coffee before every show.
Hey, he should.
All right.
I need to convert him.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just do it before the shows. Yeah. Anyway. Episode 5 of Broken Rocket Radio was fakely brought to you by Guy Fieri's Douchiness Surplus, located in sunny Flavortown. Visit for all your douchiness needs, like flame shirts, frosted tips, Oakley sunglasses, and much more. Come in now for 5% off the full Act Like Guy class. Guaranteed douchey results. Once again, it's Guy Fieri's Douchiness Surplus, located in Flavortown, USA. Come in and get douchey. All right.
Thank you, Guy.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. Bringing up the imaginary dollars to support Broken Rocket Radio. He definitely has a surplus of douchiness, though.
Yep.
When I think of douche, I think of Guy Fieri.
I think of Summer's Eve.
I think of Guy Fieri.
Never done
that. No, I did hear Summer's Eve was considering putting Guy Fieri on the box.
That's a lie. They couldn't afford him. I hear he has really high...
He has high douchey standards.
Yeah, he wants all the money.
I did hear a story about old Guy Fieri getting his very, very expensive car. I can't remember what, I think it was a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
But it was bright freaking yellow, of course. But it got stolen by some 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was like, it was very secure. He hacked the place and got in. And, but the only problem was that he was driving it around. And people were calling like, "Hey, Guy,
that's I see your car. You know, inconspicuous.
Yeah, let me go ahead and drive around this bright ass yellow Guy Fieri douche mobile." But anyway.
Yeah, apparently where we used to live, there's a bright orange Lamborghini that rides around. I have not once seen it. My brother said he saw it, but I did not.
I imagine bright orange would probably stick out
a little bit. Yeah.
I have a buddy of mine that used to ride around in a bright orange ass car. He was trying to sell it as soon as he got it. He's like, you want to buy it?
You want it?
Like he was straight out of Fast and Furious.
No.
But anyway. We are on to weird news now.
Weird news.
Weird news.
We got some funny ones, too.
Hit it.
Oh. What you know about the gambler?
Well, I know when to hold him. Know when to fold him.
Yep.
Know when to walk away. Know where to run.
Well, this guy didn't know any of the above. Any of the above. He was absolutely stupid. Kerry Johnson was at the Mardi Gras Casino in West Virginia, where he put $25, you know, he's gambling.
Of course. And that's what you do at a casino.
Yeah, he's playing blackjack, if I remember correctly. And he puts a $25 chip down to hold his spot. So he has to go for just a minute, but he'll be back.
You gotta go pee-pee?
Well, the man went and robbed a bank. He went to a bank in Charleston and said he had a bomb and a weapon. Give me the money. So he gets his $5,000 from the bank.
Oh boy.
The dumbass goes back to the damn casino with his stolen money.
He had to use that $25 chip that was holding his placeholder.
He kept playing blackjack. He went home. Next day, gets a knock. Sir, you're under arrest.
What'd I do?
You robbed a bank and then used the money at the casino.
What in tarnation?
You know, the money that's stuffed in your couch?
I'm surprised he didn't gamble it all away.
No, he had some. A good chunk of it was in his couch, and then they recovered more at the casino. Of course, it matched the bank's missing money.
That's crazy. I'll be right back.
So he's going to be sentenced on March 2nd.
I have to go make a withdrawal.
He's going to be sentenced on March the 2nd, and he could be in prison for 5 to 18 years.
I know government don't like it when you rob banks.
No, they don't.
Casino probably didn't mind.
No, I'm sure they didn't want to give that money back.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't, but I'm sure they liked the publicity. Listen, guys, when you're on a losing streak, you can go across the street, just tell them you have a bomb, come back, we'll hold the spot for you.
But
that's customer service right there.
He did admit that he was on some things. So I mean, he said, you know, guilty, whatever. He's guilty. He was high. He was messed up.
Because I got high.
Well, next fella.
I'm doing a lot of singing.
Next fella. Florida man.
Florida man.
Naked Florida man.
Even better.
Why do these things kind of always go together?
You know, there's a lot of snapping turtles and alligators. I don't want to have my dangling bits where they can get bit off.
This guy.
Let's see Naked Florida Man. What was his adventure today?
Well, he was at a car wash and he's naked.
Naked car wash.
Well, he didn't have pants on. We'll say that.
Well,
he's
when
dangling.
You're a man, that's usually a problem.
He's dangling. Police were called and Mr. Charles Rawlerson, he was blaring music with his pants off, just hanging out by his car.
Rocking out with his cock out.
They told him to put pants on. And Rawlerson said,
"You're turning red."
They took off running by themselves without me.
Come on, Florida man.
I can't even stay the straight face.
Took off running without. He used a little too much starch.
R-U-N-N-O-F-T.
Those pants done. R-U-N-N-O-F-T.
Oh, then the dude, he threatens the police officer with a screwdriver.
Where did he have his screwdriver? Oh, I don't want to know that one. I don't want to know. No.
It was in his car. he was tased and charged with aggravated assault on an officer. They're not sure if the pants got away or were ever found.
The pants are still at large. They are still if you at are large. A Florida resident and you see some Levi's running down the room.
Oh, so thank you, Florida, for the biggest laugh of my week.
Come on, Florida. And you know, all these crazy stories usually start off with a Florida man. I think we should if I had any art skill whatsoever, I should make a comic book called The Florida Man. Or just Florida Man.
Florida Man.
And just rip the headlines and just
put it would make them in their good
scenarios.
It would pretty
Florida good. Man loses his pants.
It would make a pretty good like short like variety show kind of thing.
Oh, definitely.
Little skits.
Definitely. I think it'd make a better comic book with a Florida man in his runaway pants.
Oh, man. They took off running by themselves without me.
Oh, Lord.
I think he might have been on something, too.
He was on a little something.
Oh, man. But,
Men of Florida, keep bringing us some stories.
It's not just Florida. Sometimes Australia comes in.
Australia, those kangaroo punching bastards.
And they have a heavy foot, or some of them do anyway.
At least this one you're talking about, right?
Yeah. He was going 78 in a 68, which is a very odd speed limit. 68. But anyway, 10 over, so it's not awful, but
yeah.
It's ticketable, if that's right. A word. I made it a word. He didn't say, you know, hey, I'm in a hurry.
I gotta pee.
Yeah, gotta pee. Wasn't paying attention, whatever. He said the wind was pushing him. That was his.
The wind was pushing
him. The wind was pushing him.
Why was I speeding, officer? It was an act of God.
So, yeah, he's got a nice ticket, $200 Australian, $150 U.S.
Ooh, for 10 over?
Yeah, I think it was the dumbass excuse kind of hurt him.
Yeah. But the officers don't take kindly for them lines.
For some reason, the ticket is on Twitter.
Okay.
And Twitter's having a ball with it. Like, oh, I wish I had seen the sailboat with wheels.
We call this here a land yacht.
Oh, this is having the greatest time.
You know, the only reason I speed is when what we call in the shorter household a code brown. That's when you gotta make it to a toilet soon.
Back in the day, I had a heavy foot, but I was also driving a Ford. As you may remember from our previous episode.
Yeah, Ford drivers,
they're special. Some of them.
Some of them.
Not going to group them all together.
These GMCs have been showing up lately, though. Not Chevys, just GMCs.
Hey, whatever.
Had a guy with a travel trailer today. I almost sideswiped me driving a GMC. Didn't have trailer lights or anything on.
I couldn't deal with it. It bothers me driving from one side of the city to the other.
Yeah. I spent my day in Hotlanta.
I am a homebody through and through.
But cross Hotlanta. All the way up and all the way down. That was my day. Boy, that was fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
It was so fun that you're like, don't joke with me. I'm not in the mood.
It wasn't like that. You're like... I don't want to go into details, but it wasn't too bad.
Now
it's over. I was worried about not making it in time with my service hours, but I made it with a few minutes to spare.
Because you're the greatest, and you're humble. You won't say you're the greatest.
I acknowledge.
Well, that's all the goobers I got today.
That's all for weird news?
Yeah, but there were some doozies. I was trying not to wake you when I was researching all of them. Because I was laughing. I was laughing hard.
So, if that's all for weird news, what do you want, science or history?
Science?
Science. Science. Alright, so the first science story that I have picked out is that conditions are right for stars and planets near the Milky Way's supermassive black hole. That's pretty crazy, considering what they're talking about. The systems may exist very, very galactically close, anyway, 2 light years away from the supermassive black hole. And this is what the actual science site that I said, this is the term they used, four blobs. They have four blobs seem to have the right mass to harbor planetary systems with young stars, and that's the size and age that needs to be to exist in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they call these blobs of gas. That was my wrestling name back in high school. Blob of gas. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, it's a pretty harsh environment considering you're that close to the supermassive black hole. You got intense gravity, of course. And of course you're constantly bombarded with ultraviolet radiation. Mm. But as they say, nature has a way. Yeah. And I've never heard of this observatory that reported this. Of course like I said, I am a layman. Mm-hmm. It's the ALMA Observatory.
Never heard of it.
ALMA. It's kind of a coalition between Europe and us.
Okay.
And the science story I forgot to do on that went with our shitty episode about Salmonella. Salmonella doesn't want you to poop out. When I say poop out, I mean die. I don't want you to.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You have this look like, what the?
I would think that Salmonella would. One of the side effects make you poop.
No, because if you usually get sick, like if you're upset stomach or something,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a loss of appetite, right?
Usually.
That's more than likely. But in Salmonella, it actually restricts that loss of appetite and blocks it in your brain, because the more you eat,
the more you poop.
And the more you poop, more Salmonella.
Mm.
So it's all pretty complex bacteria survival plan there.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And that was kind of a recent discovery that they found there. Oh, that was pretty interesting.
So, are they saying Salmonella is not as bad as what they once thought, or are they saying avoid it?
Yes. Very, very much avoid Salmonella. These poor mice had to go through these experiments, but... But yeah, they're just trying to understand it better, and Salmonella doesn't want you to not eat. They okay. want you to eat. They want you to survive so they can live inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they want to reproduce and have homes down the commode. So yeah, Salmonella, a lot smarter than you think.
All right.
I only got... one history story, if you want me to go ahead and do that. I'll jump right in there.
Go for it. I got nothing.
All right. So. Bloody good history. My history story is for hundreds of years. European animals were actually tried in court. Just like humans. I see your furrowed brow and I raise you.
The fuck?
I raise you. They were tried in court just as humans because we were dumb back then. But yeah.
Some are still dumb.
Yeah. But anyway, rodents and other pests were actually tried for damaging crops. Sentences included being liable for those damages. Like, you want to get a snake to pay up for some...
What do they do? What can they possibly do?
Well, banishment and excommunication was enforced as well. Get on out of here.
This doesn't say much for humans, you know. We're putting animals on trial, like they're on the same brain level. They can't communicate.
They don't understand money and damaging crops.
They're just, they damage a crop. They're probably hungry.
Exactly. They actually sued a swarm of locusts. I don't know how you gather them.
You're making this up.
I am not making this up.
A swarm of freaking locusts.
A locust. Yes, they got tried and convicted. And
guilty.
It gets worse. A lot. Some certain livestock, especially pigs. They were tried for violence against human victims.
Well, I mean, I've read Animal Farm. Is that the right book? I hope it's the right book.
I think
George Orwell.
Yeah, yeah.
Those pigs took over that farm.
They did, but you know, back in 1386, that's going way back then. Mm-hmm. A pig. This isn't funny, but it's funny. A pig in human clothing was hung for killing a baby.
Oh my.
He got tried and convicted. And hung. They dressed him up and hung him. Now, I don't know how you hang a pig. They don't really have much of a neck or any neck.
No, it kind of, I don't know. Depends on how big they are, really.
Yeah.
Some of them have a slimmer neck than others.
But apparently, pigs killing babies was a thing back then, and it was a pretty common thing. Okay. I always thought the dingo ate your baby.
Oh, it was Wilbur.
Yeah. Anyway. So, obviously, when animals come into play, you know where I'm going. Bestiality.
Stop it.
Bestiality trials. Not only was the person that performed the act was on trial, but also the animal.
What? I'm still trying to wrap my head around how you have a fair trial with something that cannot communicate with you.
Well, these...
And what do they say? Oh, did you have consensual sex with this man or woman?
Well, animals, they were given, public defenders.
Oh,
the whole rigmarole. They had to appear in court. They had their day in court, just like everybody else. And it was pretty crazy. Back in 1750, in the bestiality trial, there was a French she-ass donkey was caught with a man named Jacques Ferron. I just wanted to say his name because it's Jacques Ferron. It's a very French name, but it's a pretty sick fucker. But anyway, they got caught in the act of, yeah, you know the pieces, you know the players. Let's not go into that. But anyway, the French donkey had a character witness stand up for them. And said that this donkey I've known for years and would never do something like this. So the donkey walked.
Was this a human that said?
Yes, it was a human.
Or was it just like oink oink?
Other
squeal.
Other farm animals came in and was like, hey. But anyway,
that was the question I had. Were any of these animals actually found innocent?
Yes, this one in particular. Story that I found. The donkey walked. Jacques, not so much.
Did Jacques
hang? Got the rope.
He got
the rope.
Why was the pig dressed in human clothes?
I don't know.
See, all these questions.
I want to know if he had a hat.
There's no answers.
I wish there were pictures of this. But it was way, way back in 1386. There should be an etching or something.
This raises so many more questions than...
I hope he has a puffy shirt.
It's like, first, why? What the hell?
They're animals.
Yeah. Anywho.
But I don't know why, but I just think it's hilarious, and I thought, yeah, that's a funny story.
That is something.
They had full-blown investigations. There was one where another pig incident, where the pig had 6 piglets that were covered with the baby's blood, and the investigation, all 7 pigs, the mama pig and the 6 piglets, were on trial. Mm-hmm. But an investigation turned out that the piglets were free of all crime, and they did not suffer the same fate. I could just
see, like, an inspector or detective or something with his little notepad.
Smoking the pipe.
Or whatever he had. Yeah, like Sherlock Holmes or something. Oh, my God. This is just...
Yeah.
It's like, it's unbelievable. It's like, it's...
It is quite unbelievable, and... You know, you don't have to look too far to find some unbelievable stories in history.
Oh, man. Where did you... This was France and...
This is everywhere in Europe. Everywhere. They put animals on trial. Snakes, rodents, insects, pigs.
Can you just imagine, like, dog shaming, like, of now? Did you eat that pillow?
I'm putting you in the stocks.
Did you chew up that toy? Bad dog.
What about the ones that have to wear the signs? You remember, like, they had public shaming as a punishment way back when?
Yeah.
They do that now. Just dogs don't care. It's like that Dotson said that or had to wear a sign that says, "I like to poop in air vents." He didn't give a damn.
Probably not. No, he continues to this day, probably.
I'm sure he does.
That's hilarious. That was a good find.
I know. I believe you might have heard me chuckle a few times while I was writing that one down.
I heard you. I gotta write that one. I heard that quite a bit. I gotta write that down.
That was a good one. Old Jacques Ferron. His lover,
the she ass.
The ass got away.
I'm gonna tap that ass.
He tapped that ass.
Maybe, is that where the damn expression came from?
I sure hope not.
Okay. Well, look, can
Jacques
we,
Ferrand.
Can we go to it. A lighter side of the animal world?
Oh, animal talk, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking of bringing in this animal category.
We got a new segment?
Possibly.
What's it called?
Animals?
So on to animals then.
It's so fluffy.
What you got in the animal world?
Well, January the 24th in the United States is National Peanut Butter Day, and you're like, Amber, well, this is animals. What gives?
Amber, this is animals. What gives?
Well, this little kitten over in Oxfordshire, which is like southeast England, or Britain, excuse me. They, southeast England.
Southeast England.
He wanted to kind of globalize Peanut Butter Day.
Okay.
Well, the poor little guy, he got his head stuck in a peanut butter jar. So he's running around. He's a little stray. He's running around Oxfordshire.
With a peanut butter jar on his head.
With a peanut butter jar on his head. And the RSPCA, which I guess is ASPCA, same.
Probably.
Over there, whatever. Wrapped up the little fella. Finally caught him after running around. Because, you know, strays are about as trusting as...
Something that doesn't trust well.
Wrapped him up in a towel, finally, and carefully cut him free of the peanut butter jar. So, the little kitten did not even stick around to say thank you. He was gone.
I'm out.
So, that was a cute little...
It's peanut butter jelly
time. I'm sure his little stray friends are having a ball licking his head clean or something.
Look at this guy. He tastes like peanut butter.
We like him. You can stay. I thought it was cute.
That's pretty awesome.
But this next one, let's talk about Dopey.
Dopey?
Dopey. Not Dopey. The dwarf.
All right.
Dopey is a golden retriever from Clearfield, Utah, and he is a service dog who is dubbed the guardian angel.
What did Dopey do?
Dopey is a service dog for Britton Voss. He's a little boy that's got epilepsy. He's got a very strong form of epilepsy.
And how does Dopey help him?
Somehow dogs can be trained to detect seizures.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I was unaware as well.
Yeah, so he kind of just, barks or tugs at whoever's teacher, parents, whatever.
So hey. he alerts like parent or whatever.
Yeah, parents and teachers, like, hey, Britton's about to have a seizure.
Yeah.
Go help.
So I know the biggest problem with seizures is, the person having the seizure, like, hurting themselves.
Yeah, so you're supposed to lay them on their side.
If you can prevent, at least banging their heads.
Yeah, you're supposed to, like, hold them down, lay them on their side, from what I'm told. But,
I tell you, the first time that I ever rode a school bus, the very first day, I believe, of normal kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
like, my very first ride, I'm freaking out. I had the first day of school, and then on the way back, this girl on my bus has a seizure.
Mm.
And I'm...
So you're five. Yeah, I'm young, five. A young little boy.
I'm five. This girl's having a seizure, like, a mere 6 or 7 feet from me.
Mm.
I didn't know what the hell seizure was back then. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was normal.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. It definitely, that's probably the only time I've seen a seizure, actually. That's the one time.
Yeah, I like actually, a full-blown one. I actually was like 27 the first time I saw a seizure. And it was actually at work.
Yeah.
The plasma center.
Right.
And I was, asking the dude, need your name. I need your name. And he's, like, just sitting there blankly. Like, I need your name. Like, don't play. Come on. Like, I was on a...
Yeah, I know you
they
had
wanted,
your,
they
you
wanted in rhythm. And out. In and out. In and out. You gotta be quick. So, dude just starts seizing, convulsing. I'm like, Theo! Call the manager.
You're like, Cosby. Theo!
Yeah, I was... Oh.
Got into my pudding!
It kind of wigged me out a bit. I needed some time to gather myself, I'll say.
It's
very, when you've never seen it before and you're not exposed to it, it's very quite scary.
Yeah, it's a very scary event. I've seen some drug induced seizing.
No.
But it wasn't nearly as bad as whatever that girl was going through.
Yeah.
But yeah. Seizures, they don't look fun. I can tell you that much. And come find out, the girl, going back to my story, the girl, like, bit her tongue while she was seizing two. So she was bleeding and foaming.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a bloody foam coming from her mouth. I was freaking the fuck out. I'm not even going to lie.
I would have, too.
At five,
I was freaking out.
I got home and was like, I don't want to ride the bus anymore.
I was freaking out in my 20s. I can't imagine five.
Yeah.
But, going back to Dopey.
Yeah,
of course, the boy's in a special needs class.
Right.
So he's not only Britton's dog, he's the classroom's dog.
Of course.
So there's a few kids that actually have seizures. So
yeah.
The dog alerts the teacher.
Wow.
For all the kids.
Wow.
Which I thought that was awesome. And the teacher,
totally awesome.
The teacher was actually pregnant at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And, those Braxton, what are they, Braxton Higgs or Hughes or something, contractions?
Right.
The dog's hey, you're having contractions. Something's not right here.
Wow.
So, I mean, Dopey's awesome.
He is not named correctly because he's the opposite of Dopey.
And he's adorable. I'm a sucker for some golden retrievers. He is absolutely adorable.
That just reminded me of a gift I should give you. It'd be a golden retriever. I don't know if you saw the picture of this woman was begging her husband to get her a golden retriever. So he got one of those grabber aluminum things, spray painted it gold, and gave it to her.
Yeah, I saw it.
That's something I would do.
But, yeah, good on Dopey.
He's
a good dog.
Kudos to the Dopester.
Good boy.
Who's a good boy? Dopey's a good boy.
Oh, speaking of dogs, the dog show's coming up. Westminster Dog Show.
Westminster.
They actually approved 3 new breeds for this year.
Hit me with them.
Bringing their total to over 190. I didn't know 190 dogs were out there, but...
Well, if you ever watch the Westminster Dog Show from start to finish, you will know.
We see bits and pieces,
I tell you what.
Bits and pieces. It's actually...
Bits and pieces.
February 13th.
We watched that there, bits and pieces of that Westminster Doggin' Shows. I didn't see no coonhounds.
Anywho. Love how you can make fun of
them. Anyhow, I'll tell you what.
It's February 13th and 14th at Madison Square Garden.
Obviously, there's almost 200 dogs. It's 2 days.
Yeah, it needs to be 2 days. But
so what are the new breeds?
American Hairless Terrier.
I kind of wanted one of those.
Pumi. Which is another sort of terrier. But
it's fun to say.
Yeah, it is. And you're going to like this one. Slougie. Or Sloogie.
Sounds like something you cough up. Oh, I just got a Sloogie.
That is an Arabian Greyhound. It's a breed of Greyhound.
Okay.
They're all of them very pretty dogs.
I'll have to take
even the hairless one. For all the hairless haters out there.
You were a hairless hater.
At one point I was. At one point I was. Those cats kind of freaked me out a little bit. But I've kind of gotten over it, and they look kind of cute.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
the Pumi, I think, is probably my favorite of the three.
The Pumi. I got a pair of Pumis in the closet.
Might check it out. Might see a Pumi.
I like to see a Pumi.
Or a Sloogie, Slougie.
Sloogie.
Anyway, February 13th.
Awesome. We will be elsewhere.
We will. Something to watch while we're elsewhere.
But you can also, on the date, you can listen to Broken Rocket Radio as well.
How good of a knitter are you?
I don't knit. I cannot knit. Knit, I cannot.
Not knit.
I cannot, but I can't knit.
Well, would you knit a sweater for an elephant?
I cannot knit.
Would you learn to knit a sweater for an elephant?
A sledder. I'm not a sledder, but I won't knit a sweater.
Well,
for I cannot knit, but I can not.
This guy, I don't think I should give him any more coffee.
I need all the coffee.
Anyway, they're making giant elephant sweaters called jumbo jackets over.
Hold on. You can't just split a name like that out and not expect me to laugh. Jumbo jackets.
They're doing this over in Mathura, India at the Wildlife SOS Elephant Conservation and Care Center.
Jackets.
So all of these elephants that they're now knitting sweaters are, you know, they want to get through the cold winter. And a lot of these elephants are blind or disabled or somehow...
They can't be in the wild, okay.
Yeah, they're somehow abused or recovering from some sort of something.
Probably these bullshit circuses that...
Yeah. A lot of them do come from the circus. And so they want to keep them warm and safe and have... Just that comfort, you know, of I got a sweater.
It's like they come out, guys, it's sweater weather.
See, I was looking at it and I'm thinking, do they lift the leg, you know, like we would put our arms through the sweater? I'm trying to figure out how they're strapped.
It's probably got to be like a wraparound.
I'm thinking because
especially
that.
With the boy fellas, they got to have some room down below.
I'm thinking that for the picture you couldn't really tell what's going on. It could be through the hoof. What do they have?
Feet,
leg, feet, whatever.
Fun fact: elephants are the only animals that have four knees. I know you. That's some information you needed to know. Knee.
Oh my goodness. The coffee's kicked in, guys. The coffee has
the
kicked
puns
in.
Are strong with this one. But yes, I'm a little upset that elephants are getting sweaters, but yet I can't find my size in the store.
I gotta go over to India. They'll knit you a sweater.
You call me as fat as an elephant?
I am not.
My loving wife.
I'm saying they'll
saying
knit you a sweater.
Saying that they need to knit. I need to go see an elephant sweater knitter to get a sweater. I have a sweater or two in that closet, madam.
Well, then we don't need to go to India. But aren't elephants kind of considered special or sacred? Sacred's the word I'm trying to find.
In India?
Is it elephants or something else?
Cows.
Cows, okay. Well, my mistake.
But, yeah, I have respect for elephants. Not only just being massive mammals, but
down a tree with a leg.
They are incredibly intelligent.
Incredibly strong.
Yes.
People riding around holding onto their ears.
Yeah. And I heard a story on how to properly ride an elephant and what it actually feels like. Like they say their ears are what you actually pull your entire weight on. And you imagine how much weight your ear can hold, but you're bringing an entire human being on your ear. Of course, their ears are a lot different than ours.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that their hairs are kind of like the wire brush that you clean the grill with.
Mm.
So they're very thick and prickly. Hairs, and then you have to like split your legs all about as far as wide as they can go to get around their necks.
Mm. Yeah.
That's where you sit.
Got to do the yoga, get the flexibility.
On the damn elephant's neck, and they don't mind. Like you can pile them on there. Super strong. Even for their size, they're incredibly strong.
Yeah, pretty awesome animals.
Yeah.
Well, the Virginia Zoo is missing a red panda.
Oh, no.
It escaped.
Red panda is the star of probably one of my favorite internet videos.
Yeah.
Where the ones that there's like a little looks like a hen house they're eating.
Mm.
And one's kind of leery. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and eat. And at the same time, the caretaker is stepping over the fence that's beside it. And the red panda looks back and he just puts his arms up there. And just falls backward. Backward. I'm catching what you have.
See?
South Georgia. It'll get you.
Well, anyway, Sonny is the red panda's name.
So do they think he was stolen or
no,
did he escape?
It's just missing. They were fed Monday, you know, dinner 5:00. They have a better dinner schedule than most humans.
Than us, for sure.
They're fed at 5:00 on Monday and somehow escaped before they checked on them Tuesday morning.
Oh, no.
They believe it's still on the zoo property. But so they're, you know, asking locals to just keep an eye open. If you see something red in the black bear exhibit, it's probably Sunny. But this is actually the third panda to escape a zoo in the past 5 years, which I think that's a lot. That's but I don't know how sneaky pandas are.
Well, the red pandas, I know you when you say panda, you're probably thinking of the white and black giant pandas.
Mm.
We've seen them a few times, but the red pandas are kind of closer to raccoons almost.
Yeah.
About the same size of a raccoon.
Well, this didn't specify whether the other two were red or giant.
Well, considering there's so few giant pandas, I imagine that'd probably be a big story if one goes missing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's a giant panda. It's kind of hard to go missing.
Well, the first one was Rusty.
Rusty.
His name was
Rusty. That sounds like a red panda.
Yeah, he might have been. He was at the National Zoo.
Name's Rusty.
He's at
a panda.
National Zoo back in in D.C. He escaped in 2013, and he spent the day out in D.C. He just gallivanting, looking at taking in the museums.
Seeing some sights, yeah.
Was returned.
when was this?
2013.
He probably got a call from Obama. why don't you come on over?
That was pretty good.
We'll have some bamboo.
We'll play some golf.
Mr. Panda?
He spent the day out. Who knows what the panda got into? I can't tell you.
Probably put him on trial. Put him on trial. Mr. Panda? You're walking around my city without proper identification. Lock him up.
Obama was a little bit more accepting of other...
Was the red panda a migrant? He's a refugee from the zoo.
Yeah. The other one happened in 2015.
And you know what Trump would say? We need a wall, and it's got to be huge.
Yeah. The other one was in 2015. His name was... Masala.
Oh, I was hoping for something funnier.
And this one's a little disappointing. Sequoia Park Zoo.
I'm guessing out in Cali.
Yeah. And that was only out for a few hours.
Oh. Then,
so I told you that one was boring.
His trip got bamboozled.
I think bamboozled.
I'm telling you.
This guy. Tell you, jeez.
I was wondering if I could slip that one by you. For a second there, I thought I won.
Oh, Masala wasn't very exciting. Just got out, freaked out a little bit, back in. The end. But anyway,
he's so rusty.
Anybody in Virginia, close to the Virginia Zoo, keep an eye out for Sunny. She's missing, or he, one of them.
Probably going to Washington now. You heard talk from Rusty. That's the town to be in.
Yeah, yeah. Take in a museum.
Not too far. You'll see him up in probably the Wright Flyers plane.
Yeah.
Oh, Rusty. That's it?
That's animals. I think it's a good intro. See what the people think.
Let us know what you think at brokenrocketradio@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to you.
Talking to Kenya.
Oh, Kenya.
We want to get a Kenyan email.
I would love to get a Kenyan email. I know you guys are listening. we got the stats. I'd like to hear from you.
Drop us a
what,
line.
What else you want to hear, Kenya? What else you want to hear? United States? Other places?
Other places. Has anything else popped up?
I can't remember.
U.S. or Kenya? Or
that's our biggest demographic is U.S. and Kenya.
Whatever.
Come on, U.S., you gotta share this thing if you want to keep up with Kenya. You know, they're in for the long haul. They're marathon runners. Anyway, this was episode 5 of Broken Racket Radio. I hope you like our first Friday edition. If you got anything you want to say,
shoot us an email.
Yeah.
We will respond. Check daily.
Yeah, yeah. But That's Broken Rocket Radio.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yep.